Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is a pleasure to welcome into our studios two gentlemen that are going to explain the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra. Saul and Bruce are here. Bruce Goldstein. Welcome, Bruce. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
You are the president of the association?
I am.
All right. We'll get back to that in just a minute. And Saul Weithaler is a bassoon player and sound engineer, past board member, does the dishes, just about everything you can think of for the organization. And Saul, nice to have you with us. It's one of those things where we don't have a lot of bassoon players on our program, but it's nice to have you with us. We want to find out a little bit about you individually. Let's go back to Bruce. And Bruce, how long have you been involved with music in your lifetime?
Well, I've been playing the violin since I was 8 years old, and I'm 65, so I'll let you do the math.
Wow, that's over 30 years.
Yeah, just a few. it seems longer than that.
So playing the violin, and one of the things about playing the violin is starting at 8 years old, did you keep up with it all through school, all through high school and into college?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I've played in orchestras since I was that age. I played in my... I was actually concertmaster of my college orchestra. I set it aside for a while I was developing my other professional developments, and resumed playing really, really a lot with the start of this orchestra, which we started under a different name, but is now known as the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra.
Okay.
And actually, I was a founding member of the orchestra.
About how long ago was that?
This is 12 years ago.
Wow, okay.
I believe.
All right.
Approximately.
Now, you said other professional endeavors or other lifetime endeavors. What do you do when you're not playing?
In other life, I am a physician.
A physician, okay. And a violin-playing physician. Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, there are a few of us out there.
I'm sure there are. Saul, let's get to you and talk about the bassoon and your life in music. When did you start playing?
Well, I started playing in the sixth grade, where I took up clarinet.
Clarinet.
But I was very fortunate to have a teacher who thought I was doing fairly well, and he was also a bassoon player. It's an interesting story. How did I start bassoon? Why bassoon? Well, my parents had these collections of classical music that you used to buy in the grocery store,
Show.
And we would listen to them, and I heard the Dukas Saucer's Apprentice, and I said, I would really like to play that instrument. And I mentioned that to my teacher, and he said, well, when your hands get big enough, we'll see how it goes. And a couple of years later, I started playing bassoon.
Your hands got big enough.
Yeah.
Okay, well, great. Let's go back to a little bit about the orchestra. I know that in the 12 years, you've been presenting lots of concerts and in several different venues, but now you're at McVinney Auditorium in beautiful downtown Providence, and your last concert last June was there, right?
That's correct, yep. The Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra is composed of amateur musicians like myself, mm-hmm. some professional musicians that are unpaid. The people that compose the orchestra come from all walks of life.
All right.
And we...
As they say, the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And we have the age range in our orchestra ranges from 18 to 90.
18 to 90. There you go. All right. And you're almost right in the middle, so there. That's great. And how many people roughly involved?
We have about 70 members.
Wow.
Not everybody is playing in every concert, but we have quite a few members.
Right.
And our goal has been to, first of all, play music of extremely high quality.
Mm-hmm.
We are calling ourselves the premier community orchestra in Rhode Island, and we've really strived to achieve great performances. The other part of our mission is to share live classical music with communities with at little or no cost.
Okay.
So we...
So your tickets are not $100
each. Our tickets are $15 for adults and $5 for seniors.
Wow.
And for students. In addition, we play two concerts a year where we don't charge at all.
Wow. Okay, then. That sounds pretty affordable to me now. I don't know how you manage to get into an auditorium like McVinnie charging those prices. You must have a lot of other people contributing to that fact.
We are fortunately very, very fortunate to be funded by from a number of sources,
okay.
including RISCA,
okay.
Which funds our organization. We have a number of other foundations that fund us.
Mm-hmm.
Orchestra members actually are very, very generous with their voluntary contributions, as are many other members of the community who donate to our cause. And I will say this, because we don't pay any of our musicians, and we don't pay our soloists, who mm-hmm. generously offer our time, we have a very low budget.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, it's glad to see that you get the support you need from the community. Saul, let's get to a piece of music, and I don't want to dwell on the past, but you do have a recording from last June of the orchestra, so we want to hear the real thing here, right?
Yes, this is our orchestra back in June 10th of this year. We did the Robert Schumann second symphony, and this is the second movement from that symphony.
All right, we'll get a chance to listen to the orchestra. We'll do that, take a commercial break, and be back with more of the Bruce and Saul Show.
Thank you.
Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra is the subject of tonight's program, and we're talking about a little bit about the orchestra with both Bruce and Saul, and we talked about a concert that was held last June and just played a piece from that, But now we want to move forward, and you have a concert coming up on what date, Bruce?
Our concert will be coming up on Sunday, October 28th at 3 p.m., and it will be at the Bishop McVinney Auditorium. Mm-hmm. In Providence, and I think it's important because there actually is a McVinney hall at Providence College that can be confused with it. So it's McVinney Auditorium in Providence, and it's on Dave Garrett Way in Providence.
Yep. It's a beautiful place. The creature comforts, as I call it, for the audience members are wonderful. There's five free parking lots surrounding the building in the cathedral complex there. So it's right off of 95, relatively easy to find, and a beautiful place, very comfortable seating, and I'm sure it'll be very nice for the orchestra to be there. So what will be played during that time period?
Well, the centerpiece of that concert will be the Romantic Symphony No. 2 by Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Okay.
And I think most people are most familiar with Rachmaninoff as a composer of his famous piano concertos.
Mm-hmm.
I think pretty much everybody has heard that. But he actually viewed himself more as a conductor and a composer than a pianist, interestingly enough. He very badly wanted to compose a symphony. And of interest, his attempts to compose his first symphony met with utter failure. He was almost run out of town. In fact, he was in despair about it.
Yeah.
And then following that, he did have considerable success with his composition of his piano concertos.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about him today.
Probably not. He was quite demoralized about the first symphony, but because of the success of his piano concerto, he attempted to compose another orchestral piece. And it's really fortunate that he did because this is a magnificent piece of music. Rachmaninoff actually became a United States citizen eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1906, he took a leave of absence from his position as the opera conductor at the Imperial Theater in Moscow so he could start work on the Second Symphony. It was premiered in 1908 with the composer himself as the conductor.
Well, that's a good way to do it. Yeah. No confusion there.
And the score was actually dedicated to his composition teacher.
Okay.
The interesting thing about this symphony is that, and many of the things that Rachmaninoff wrote, is that he unifies the movements of the symphony by recycling the principal themes and motifs. The first motif, which is heard in the lower strings at the start of the extended slow movement, which is the beginning part of the first movement, is recalled through the entire work.
Very simple theme. It's just two notes.
Right. Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that's interesting about the symphony is that he actually somewhat reverses the order of the movements. The second movement is actually a fast movement. It's a scherzo. Mm-hmm. And then he follows this with the magnificent and beautiful third movement, which you will be hearing shortly.
All right.
I'm reading a description here. The yearning phrases of the ultra-romantic third movement connote the lyricism of vocal music rather than specifically instrumental inspirations. The violin's opening theme, which returns throughout this movement and again in finale, was in fact reused as the tune of a pop song from 1976. And it was Eric Carmen's Never Gonna Fall in Love Again.
There you go. All right. So quite the accomplishment to be able to have music that goes both ways.
And I'm sure most people are going to recognize this theme when they hear it. The last movement is an allegro vivace, very fast movement, which has a vigorous, triumphant finale in E major. And he also, again in that movement, restates fragments of sumptuous melodies from previous movements.
Okay. Saul, just before we listen to that, why don't we tell people where they can find out more information about the orchestra? The website is pretty simple, I believe.
Yes, it's NABSCO, NABSCO.org.
Okay, NABSCO. .org, NABSCO.org.
Yes. There they can find information about our entire season and then this concert in particular.
And buy tickets?
Yes, you can also buy tickets online through Brown Paper Tickets at that site.
Excellent. All right.
This is quite a piece. I mean, the Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony is, personally, it's been on my bucket list to be able to play in for a long, long time. It's a very, very rich tapestry of music with all these various motifs and themes interwoven and continually brought back, as Bruce said. And it's just a thrill to be able to finally play this piece. It's a long piece, though.
All right. Well, we'll get to it. We'll try to listen to it in its entirety, and then we'll take a short break.
Well, the second movement, anyways.
Right.
The third movement. We're going to listen to the third movement.
Correct. Yes. And we'll take a short break after that and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back. We are sitting with the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra talking about their upcoming performance in just a couple weeks at McVinney Auditorium in downtown Providence. You might want to go to the website, get all the information there, as well as the ability to buy tickets, and that's nabsco.org. And one of the things you'll notice is that this particular performance is going to be conducted by someone different than the last couple. And Bruce, who is that going to be?
Our conductor for this concert is Vincent Matera,
okay,
who has been a member of our orchestra in a number of capacities for a number of years. He is a clarinetist. He's been a conductor of other orchestras around the state,
mm-hmm,
and he has been our assistant conductor for many, many years.
Excellent.
Vince will be assuming the duties of Ben Vickers, who unfortunately was called away, mm-hmm, for personal reasons and was unable to conduct this concert. We are in great hands. Vince is an experienced conductor, and we are thrilled to have him, and he is thrilled to conduct this concert.
What piece of music will so pretty much everything we've been talking about, but we're going to go to the reason I asked the question that way, well, what piece of music is that? This is an interesting piece you've decided to play for us today, The Marriage of Figaro. Tell us a little bit why the decision to play that in here now.
Well, we wanted to have a piece that would introduce our concert. It's considerably shorter than the Rachmaninoff. The Rachmaninoff,
right,
is about an hour long.
Yeah.
It's an overture that the orchestra has not performed in the past, but it's quite a famous overture. The Marriage of Figaro comes from the opera by Mozart. For those of you who are unfamiliar, the opera is pretty interesting in itself.
And I made the mistake during the commercial break of going, Figaro, Figaro, and that's completely different.
Different opera.
All right.
This opera, it's actually, the background is pretty interesting. The storyline is, it tells how the servants Figaro and Susanna succeed in getting married, foiling the efforts of their philandering employer, Count Almaviva, to seduce Susanna and teaching him a lesson in fidelity.
Well, there you go. Sounds like a great subject line.
Yes. The initial story was actually banned for a while. But the Mozart's librettist managed to get official approval from the emperor for an operatic version, which eventually achieved great success.
All right. Let's give that a listen, and we'll come back and wrap it up.
Thank you.
Well, that music was invigorating, and now we want to kind of wrap things up a little bit. Remember, don't forget to go to the website, nabsco.org, to get all the information about tickets and the event titles and so forth, and all the other things coming up for the orchestra in the near future, including a concert in December, correct, Saul?
Yes, our second concert of the season will be on Sunday, December 9th at 3 p.m. At St. Peter's by the Sea Church in Narragansett, Rhode Island. This concert is a free concert. However, we ask that the audience members bring a non-perishable food item for the St. Peter's food pantry.
Excellent.
This concert will feature the Symphony No. 40 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, another Mozart piece, and the Guitar Concerto No. 1 by Casanuevo Tedesco. And we'll have the guitar soloist for that was going to be Dave McLellan. So we haven't started working on that yet.
Well, one but, thing at a time, as
well,
I say,
we have
right?
to get through this concert first, but that's our next concert in line.
All right. I want to thank you both for coming in tonight, sharing your thoughts and about this music with our audience. And look forward to a wonderful concert at McVinnie Auditorium in downtown Providence. We have one more piece of music that we're going to listen to a piece of.
We're just going to wrap up with the a little bit of the finale from the Rachmaninoff Second Symphony that we'll be playing this coming month on the 28th.
So excellent. Thank you, Saul, and thank you, Bruce, for coming in.
Our pleasure.
All right. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.